Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's permission, we will start a message which I've entitled Coming into Maturity. But before I do that, I just like to share what is on my heart for those of you who are listening, my radio family, as I call you, my UCM partners that are able to listen, that God is doing a new thing, and He's doing a new thing individually in our lives. Yes, He's moving through the body of Christ, but do you know that the work of the Holy Spirit, the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, begins on an individual level. And just as Paul used the body, an example of a physical body, to describe the way the body of Christ functions, on a cellular level, if the individual cells of your body are not healthy, and they all work so marvelously together. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Science is still discovering the marvels and the miracles of our physical bodies, how the various systems function together, the role and the tasks and the multiple abilities of each organ, how they all work together. But if individual cells are not healthy for whatever reason, accident or disease, they cannot function. And so God, I'm sensing, is just ministering, has heightened His desire to minister to us on an individual, personal basis. Because as we are set free, as His anointing destroys every yoke of bondage in our lives, as we are released and loosed in the power of His calling for our lives. And, you know, so often people hear the phrase, the call of God, that it involves preaching or fivefold ministry or being a pastor or an evangelist. And that in some cases, that may be God's plan for you. But beloved, every one of you listening have a ministry. Every one of you have people that God wants you to reach. And first of all, and you might say, well, you know, I don't speak very well, or I don't know the word that well. You are an ambassador for Christ. He's made us able ministers, every one of us, able ministers of the new covenant. It's a new law of liberty. We're not under the law. We're not under a legalism, but we walk under, well, we do walk under a law, as I'm enjoy saying, but it's the perfect law of liberty, and we've been called to freedom. And so our life example, how we are when everything else seems to be going wrong around us, when people aren't in a good place, when there's difficulties and problems at work or in the home, how do we respond? That's what the unsaved are looking at. Do we have the fruit of the Spirit, peace, love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, temperance, meekness? Against those, there's no law. That is the perfect law of liberty, and those fruit of the Spirit are the very characteristics and the nature of Jesus. And so, beloved, God is, you're not going to be the same. He is working in a very personal way in your life. And if there's a word of wisdom that I can share with you, that you're not going to be the same. God is going to be moving in a very deep way in your personal relationship with Him, in the transformation of your mind, in helping you understand spiritual realities that you've thought you understood or you knew about them. You know, if you walk with the Lord in length of time, you know the Word of God. But sometimes you can read these very familiar passages of Scripture you've read, say in the New Testament, for example, and you've heard sermons preached on them, but all of a sudden you see a new revelation, a new application for you. And that's what God is seeking to do, to bring each one of us into such a relationship with Him, where He will be the answer to your problems. Not that God cannot use the godly counsel of others, or use circumstances, or do other means and ways to direct you into His will. But I'm talking now about your relationship with Him. And as you begin to see a new moving of God's Spirit, but there is something you have to have on your part. You have to have a hunger and a desire to know Him more. Some of you, you just love God with all of your heart, and He's all you've sought for years. You've walked in a perfect heart before Him. You've desired nothing but Him, but inside you're dissatisfied. You know there's more, and you want more. And so I'm just sharing with you that more is coming. More is coming, so that you will just rejoice and look back just at recent history and thought, how could I have thought that way? How could I have felt that way? So just prepare your heart. God has some wonderful things ahead, but it shall not be as in days past. So look forward with expectation and anticipation what God is going to do in your life, in a spiritual dimension, to heal your soul, to strengthen your inner man with might. And as these things come to pass, and He may even do it a little bit simultaneously, you will see new avenues, perhaps new direction. And so it's not so much that He'll change what you're doing, but how you're doing it. Think about that. That's pretty profound if you think about that. Not what you do, but how you do it. He's after our character. He's after our maturity, our growth in Him. And the thing that has always comforted me, man, if it rested upon us or if it rested upon me, I wouldn't have a lot of encouragement or even a lot of faith. But I thank You, Lord, that it doesn't rest upon our abilities. But you know what, beloved? It rests on His ability. He who began that good work in you, He is faithful. We may not be faithful. We will fall short, but He is faithful to finish it, to perfect it, to perform it. Thank God for that. And He is the author as well as the finisher of our faith. That doesn't mean we sit down, fold our hands, and do nothing, but we stand up and we walk in obedience, and we do all that we can as little children. We don't have to have the whole game plan. A child doesn't. They just are happy to do what their parents say, one thing at a time. And, you know, as you grow up, then responsibilities increase. But when it comes to the things of God, have you found out that His way is so much better that you don't have it all figured out? And even with the finest minds, who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been His counselor and who has taught Him? I think that's a bit of Isaiah there, 40th chapter. No one. But He will strengthen those that wait upon the Lord. He will renew He will satisfy our mouth. Another place in Scripture says that satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed as the eagle. And I don't care how old you are, if you're in your 70s, 80s, 90s, pushing 100, praise God that He has granted you long life. But I believe that we can finish our course, end our days with health, with strength, without feebleness of mind or body, but we can be examples of the power of God. I mean, look at Moses. Not that we're comparing ourselves to Moses, but he, at 120, I mean, his strength was not diminished. He was in perfect health. Caleb, when he was, what, 85 years old, he said, "Give me my land, give me my mountain." And that was Mount Hermon, where the giants were. So he said, "I'm as able as I was 40, when I was 40 years old, to take the land." And so, beloved, that's what God has for us. Well, you know what? I trust God is going to have to get me into a teaching mode. But I think what I'm sharing with you is all part of coming into maturity. And you know, beloved, we have been embattled. I have seen it in my own personal walk. I have seen it in the lives of friends, of loved ones, in the lives of UCM partners. There has been unprecedented warfare against the body of Christ. There has been tribulation and trials and testings that have been intensified. But beloved, the power of God is beginning to move in our lives, that we will cast off every work of darkness that he desires to place upon us. The devil doesn't want you to walk as the Lord has called you. He doesn't want you to experience his peace and the power of God. He's terrified of the power of God being released in your life because he knows what it will mean for him. And so we, as God's people, need to arise and say, enough is enough. One of his chief aims of the adversary is to bring us to a standstill, if you will. If we come to a standstill, if we feel like we're not going forward, you know, you can't, there's such a thing as inertia. That which is set in motion continues in motion. And if you are that which is at rest stays at rest, the devil wants us to become static, to be at a standstill, to become lifeless and dead. But God wants us to move on in him, and he will accomplish that which he desires in your life. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege to minister to you, and know that I pray for you every day, my radio family. And if the Holy Spirit is moving upon you to write, I know nobody writes letters today, hardly ever, but people do use email, and if you have internet, that is a resource. You can share your prayer requests, or just let me know you're listening. That would bless my heart. I know you do. So I invite you to go to our website. The email is unveilchrist.org, and I will personally receive your email and pray for you, and send back, if you share your mailing address, whatever God would have me to share with you. I'm not able to spend much time on emails, but I love you. I thank God for you. And I thank you for your prayer support. And I thank God for the privilege of being able to minister to you day to day. And God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.